I've thought that too.
Okay, it's on?
Yeah.
I know, that's what everybody says. Every man, right. I haven't heard it from a female yet. Good morning, everybody. Okay, so today is the 1st of June here in Southern California. It's a beautiful day. So it's June 1st, 2004, and we're going to continue with this theme of the heels under the pelvis. This is number 5 in the series. It's called lesson number 195. Heels under the pelvis, number 5, Japanese sitting. So we're going to add in some variations to the lessons as it continues, okay? So take a moment, first of all, lying on your back and begin to notice how you're feeling, how you're resting there. Notice how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how your spine, your pelvis, your lower back, your legs. And hopefully some of you practiced some of these movements throughout the week. If not, that's okay too, because your nervous system will remember them. So let's begin this morning by bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing. And when your feet are standing, remember the feet, the heels should be parallel to your hip joints, your pelvis, that's it. And let's just do a few movements of tilting or rocking the pelvis, just in a sense to remind the pelvis of its involvement with these other movements. So you flatten the lower back so that the tailbone feels as if it's going to begin to lift up. And then you roll through the spine and tailbone, sacrum, to almost sit on the tailbone. So you arch your back. And it really becomes a very, very big arch. That's it. As big as you can make it. And again, the movement is a rolling movement. Many people have learned in physical therapy sessions where they lift the pelvis up in the air. We're not doing that at this time. It's a rocking movement where you rock through or roll along the pelvis and sacrum. Good. Good. And now bring your legs to being long. And with your legs long, we'll continue the idea of part of that, which is sitting on the tailbone, letting the pubic bone come forward, and at the same time, taking the head back, pressing the head, the back of the head, deeply into the floor. And your chest must lift. Chest, the sternum, the area in between your shoulder blades. So you use the pressure through the skull to encourage the lift. That's it. And your pubic bone and belly goes forward. So now like you create a big arc, right? It's like a bridge. If a bunch of little ants were going to walk over you, they'd start at the top of your forehead and go over and come all the way down. One long bridge. There was a river going underneath your back. Good. Up, 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 up. Even more. Belly forward. That's it. Great. And pause again for a moment to rest. Now bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and let's start with the right foot. So you're going to grab a hold of the right foot with the right hand, and then if you need to, the left, pulling that heel underneath your right buttock. And take a moment to use your fingers and hands to really make sure that the toes are all flattened out and evenly distributed along the floor. Beautiful. So there's sometimes an occasional toe. For myself, it is my third toe and my fourth that want to buckle up instead of press down and flatten. Hopefully that use of language is clear to everybody at home. If they were to buckle up, it would be like as if you were going to curl them to pick up a pencil, right? And this eventually turns into what is called hammer toes. There's people that do this so consistently that they have to have surgery. The joints become hard that way. So we're bending the toes the other way so that the metatarsals are flat on the floor. So make sure each toe is like that. Good. Bring your left hand underneath your body so that both hands hold the ankle and you're sitting on that right heel with your right sit bone and start to drive the right knee forward. So utilize in a way the left foot standing to support you or balance you. And you start to drive, that's it, the right knee and thigh forward, which brings the arch and the entire spine to come into action, and the top of your head presses into the floor. So in a way you use the top of your head and your left foot for balancing. That's it. Excellent. And as this is becoming more familiar, perhaps you can continue to learn to breathe. We often hold our breath when we're trying to learn just how to organize ourselves. And then can you just breathe freely, naturally? That means to allow your inhalation and exhalation to regulate itself. Very nice. Good. Pause with the right foot, keep your legs standing, and just go over to the left foot. So the same idea, you reach down with the left hand, and once you get the heel up, so again, the heel should be up into the left buttocks so that the sit bone is making contact with the heel, bone to bone. And then you use your fingers to make sure all those toes are flattened out. It's really important. So that you feel the weight between the big toe and the second toe, all the way over a little bit on the pinky. Good. And you can hold on with both hands. That means you can slide the right hand underneath you and hold on. Use your right foot as a balancing point and start to drive the left thigh forward as if the left knee was going to touch the floor somewhere in front of you. And imagine if somebody did that, your entire back arches, you press the back of the head into the floor, and eventually you would come up to sitting. You could come all the way up to sitting on your knees. That's it. So you just drive the knee a little bit forward. You're all doing it beautifully. And then you just let it come back. So you just go a little bit and then come back. Again, in Feldenkrais, the movements are about action, about movement. It's not about holding a posture and stretching, but it's about teaching the different parts how to create the actual movement. Good. Okay, pause and rest on your back. And bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And this time, bring both feet, both heels under each cheek, each buttocks cheek. So it means the right heel under the right cheek, the left heel under the left cheek. That's it. All the toes are bent through. And begin to hold on to the ankles. Make sure you hold on to the ankles. And drive the knees forward. Let the back lift and arch. And the top of your head. There you go. goes back. It's okay. Just lift up. There you go. Take the back of your head back a little bit. There. That's all I want. There. There. Good. Excellent. And just imagine that if you came all the way onto your knees, you could come up to sitting. Sitting on your knees, I should say. So just once or twice more, explore the movement and then come to resting on your back. That's it. Okay, roll to your side and come up onto your knees. Have your knees spread a little bit wider apart than your hips. And you curl your toes up in the back, so it's the same position. And again, reach back if you need to fix any of those toes. And the heels are together, so you're on your knees. Good, good. And your hands are in front of you. So bring your pelvis forward first. That's it. So you're not sitting on your heels yet. There you go, on your knees. That's, there you go. That's it. And now start to take your pelvis back to sit on your heels and lift the knees. Remember how we did this last week? That's it. Good. And then you go back down again. So it's best to have your hands in between your knees. Spread your knees wider. It'll be easier. That's it. And you go back. That's it. And back down. And then see if you can do just one leg at a time. So let's try lifting just the right knee. Back down and then the left. Feel what happens in your pelvis, your waist. Good. Now go back to lifting both knees at the same time, sitting your buttocks on your heels. And now can you continue back a little bit further as if that's it? You were going to take the buttocks further back to sit on the floor, right? Just think it. That's it. And then go back forward again. Come back again, sitting. Now, can you sit like that? Good. And lift your hands up to rest them on your thighs. So all the pressure, so you look on the horizon, and all the pressure should be between the big toe, second toe. It's a lot of power and strength there. It's pretty amazing. Good. Good. Now, what we finished with last time was bringing our arms straight out. And is it possible, let's just try the right knee. Can you just lower the right knee now down to the floor and then you pull it back up? That's it. You may have your knees a little too wide. That might be some of it. Play with not so wide. You're fine, Kristen. Your width is fine. So you first find your balance. Your spine is long and tall. Your eyes are on the horizon. So you're able to take the knee forward down to the floor, which means the pelvis comes forward, and then you just pull it right back. But your upper body stays erect. So you learn how to lengthen through the thigh and hip joint. So try it now with the left leg. And again, I appreciate how all of you are taking the time to find how close are the toes, how far apart are the knees for your balance. Arms are out. And then can you drive the left knee forward? If you see, the right hip has to pull back. This is what we do in walking. One side of the pelvis moves back, and the other comes forward. So this next time, put the two big toes together. Have them touching. Curl them under so all the toes are tucked. That's it. But spread the knees and come up. Yeah. Just see if that makes a difference. Easier, harder. Well, it's always good to do something harder, because then when you go back to the easier way, it's that much easier. You know, in mathematics, when you learn the next level, arithmetic then seems so easy. You get to division, multiplication. Okay, now try them a little bit further apart. Isn't that true? That's right. Well, yeah, the mastery of something. Can you even imagine as a little, we can't remember it, but as a little infant, how difficult just to raise your arm and to learn to grasp something. And we don't even, we take it for granted. We don't think twice about it. That's it. So find the place that's right for your feet and your knees. And then see if you can alternate them. So you go down once with the right, once with the left. And what you're both doing so nicely is you pause when you need to, and then you come back to it. Too long of a pause is not good. You just need a few seconds. So it's all about the pelvis and the hip joints. That's it, Kristen. You drive one. Beautiful. So if you watch what Kristen's doing, she's not even that interested in getting the knees all the way down. She's just exploring the small possibilities. So she's keeping her balance, and that's good enough because she's still learning what it takes. Eventually, the knees will go down. So just try it, just a couple, once more, and then we'll take a pause, a long pause on your back. That's it. So you feel how the other side has to go the opposite direction, Kristen, right? That's it. And that's what walking's about. Okay, so everybody please rest on your back. Okay, roll to your side and please come back up onto your knees again. And make sure your knees are spread a little bit wider apart than your hips. Your hands are on the floor in front of you. Okay, you're going to curl just the left foot into the runner's position, just the left toe, so get that going. But your knee is down still. There you go. Now the right foot, you're going to keep the right top of the foot and the toenails down on the floor. And all you're going to do is swing the right foot in so that the right big toe comes to touch the left big toe. So you pivot the right lower leg in, that's it. And then pivot it out, pivot it in. And again, the toenails are flat down on the right foot. That means the top of the foot is all down. And you want to bring the right big toe to touch the left. But keep the nail flat. Okay? The left foot is still in the runner's position. The toe is tucked under. That's it. Now, once you bring the right toe to touch, keep it there. Start to sit back onto more onto the left heel. So take your pelvis back to sit on the left heel. Just go straight back. That's it, Kristen. Just go straight back. Good. Reach around with your right hand to get a hold of your right heel. You can look at it. And make sure it starts to flatten out to the right. That's it. So you want to flatten the heel down. That's it. Good. Good. Excellent. Good. And try to sit your left buttocks on your left heel, Valentina. That's it. If you can get back to sit. Good. Good. Okay. Bring your hands forward again. Okay. Swing the right foot out again. And then pivot it in again. And as the right big toe touches the left, think of the heel bending to the outside to come down to the right. So just try to move the heel in space on its own. Once you swing the big toe over, you keep it there. And then you lift the right heel and then lower it. Lift it and lower it. Feel the twisting in the lower leg, the tibia and the fibula. That's it. But come up so you're not sitting anymore. Bring your hands forward. That's it, just like that. And once you're over here, just go up and down. Lift up so you feel what happens, these two bones in here. Good. 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 Now bring that right heel as far as possible down to the floor. Walk your hands back with your body so that you come to sit onto that left heel. That's it. So you're sitting kind of crooked. That's it. You may even be able to sit on both heels now, and you'll be crooked. Obviously, one heel's up in the air and the other's down. Right? Good. Walk yourself forward again, and now swing the right foot out. Curl the toes under in the right foot to the runner's position. And now with the left foot, let the left toenails be flat. So the top of the left foot now is flat. Before you start anything, make sure with the right foot that all of those toes are in the runner's position. You have pressure along the big toe, second toe. Good. Then you start to pivot the left foot over to the right so that the big toe touches, the big toe of your left foot touches the big toe of your right foot. And it means that the left heel has to swing out. So your knees maybe need to be further apart, some of you. That's it. A little wider than your hip joints, maybe even wider, so that you can take the heel of the left foot out to the side as if it was going to rest on the floor, because that's what brings the big toe of the left foot to touch the right big toe. That's it. So the heel, at the same time, you've got to think of the heel coming down. Good. Excellent. Excellent. Now walk yourself back so that your right cheek can sit on the right heel, and use your left hand to come behind you to reach that left heel to kind of press it down some. See if you can really twist that ankle, flatten it, the left side. Flatten it down. It's a big, big twist. Excellent. Bring your hands in front of you again and come up. And now swing the left foot back out again and slide it in. Now keeping the left big toe in contact with the right, just lift the heel and lower it so that you feel what happens in the joints called the tibia and the fibula. It's the two bones in the lower part of the leg. Feel what happens with the heel into the hip joint and the pelvis. It creates a side bending movement. That's it. Good. Good. Now, bring both feet into standing on the toes, the runner's position. Okay? Good. Good. Walk your hands back and go back to sitting on the heels and lifting up the knees. Just see if the balance or anything's different now. Bring your hands in front of you and see if you can go back to maybe trying to lower one knee at a time. You may even want to explore both knees. Arms out in front of you. Remember, nothing moves really in the trunk or the torso. It's all about your pelvis and your hip joints. Something a little different now? A little easier? That's it. Good. Good. There you go. Pull it back. Uh-huh. Good. Okay. Please rest on your back. Nicely done. Everybody rest. Roll to your side, come up onto your knees again. So spread your knees wide now, comfortably wide, so that you can now pivot both feet inward. So you're going to have the feet flat this time. That's it. That means on the toenails. And just swing the lower legs so that both big toes touch, and then swing them out. Just start with that. Just swing the lower leg so the big toes touch. Slow. That's it. Good. Good. Now, swing the right foot in a little bit further. There. So it becomes flat. Good. As flat as possible. Really swing it in even more so it's up towards the ankle. That's it. And now, place the left foot on top of the right. No, inside the foot. The toes. So they sit on each other. That's it, Kristen. So you've swung the right foot in, and then you bring the left so that the left toes can sit in there. And then you walk your pelvis back, walk your hands back to just sit, and your pelvis will flatten the heels out. Good. Okay? Does that make sense? Good. Good. And if you can, now then lift your upper body up and rest your hands on your thighs. That's it. It's called Japanese sitting. Sit a lot like this to meditate. Yeah? How does it feel? Does it feel in your pelvis? How erect your spine is? Good. Go back to placing your hands on the floor. Good. Lift your pelvis up. Good. And now change over the feet. That's it. So curl the left one under first. And that heel really has to turn out. Then you bring, if you need to reach back and use your hands at any moment, you can do that. And then you place the right toes, the toenails are in the sole part of the left foot. You walk yourself back to sit. And I would guess for almost everyone, there's going to be one way that is more comfortable. That's it. I think your thighs are a little too wide, maybe. There you go. So notice for yourself which way feels the most comfortable. If you've ever had an ankle injury or a foot injury, Good. So go back again, hands on the floor in front of you, and switch the feet again. See if you can just lift them up and switch them over. Lightly, that's it, and go back to sit again. Good. One more time. Come on your hands, change them over, and come back to sitting. Good. Good. Okay. Take a rest on your back, please. Please roll to your side and come back up onto your knees again. Same position. We're going to start by pivoting the right foot in. So again, now we've changed the roll of the foot. Instead of tucking the toes under, the whole top of the foot is flat. You're on your nails. That's it. Pivot the right foot in as far as it can. That's it. Let that right heel roll out. Place the left foot, left toes on the inside of the right arch, right? There you go. And go back to sitting back on the heels. In your Japanese, that's it. Now, with your right hand, place your right hand to the right side of your pelvis with your fingers pointing forward on the floor. No, to the right side, listen to the directions. Your right hand is to the right side of the pelvis on the floor. Fingers pointing forward, okay? Not too close to the pelvis and not too far away. Find a place where you can start to bend the right elbow backwards, as if you might start to lean on the right forearm. That's it. So you start to come back. You can take your head over to the right. Feel what needs to happen in the thighs, the hip joints. So do whatever you need to with the left hand, your head, your chest, to bring eventually that right elbow down. How could you allow, without changing your legs or your feet, how can you allow the right elbow to come down? Try lifting your left arm straight up in the air and take it over your head. Does that help? So relocate your right hand. Take some time. Play with it. Don't give up. Remember, it's never about getting to at these moments where we feel like it's kind of an end place. It's never about that. It's about what does it take to discover how to get there. The more choices that you have available to your body, the more freedom you have for action and movement in life. When you think about how would this movement serve you in life? Can you think of anything? I mean, one thing I can think of is like with tennis. If you had a tennis racket in your hand with your left hand, how do you come back and come over yourself? Right? That's it. That's it. Good. Come back to the center and just pause for a moment. Just sit on your buttocks, your feet. And just really notice it's quite comfortable. perhaps this could eventually become a place or a posture that you could learn to sit in quite a bit. I spend most of my time sitting on the floor when I can. If you need to do bills or something, paperwork, this is how I sit. Because what you can do is place your hands on the floor, right, in front of you. Go ahead. Stretch them out and lift your pelvis up. Right? So you can come up to that posture, and then you can come back. So you can reach across the floor. Right? Good. Now, keeping yourself on your hands and your knees, change over your feet. So that means your pelvis is in the air now, your weight's on your hands. Swing the left foot in now. So the left foot's in more, so that you take the right foot and the right toenails are resting inside the arch of the left foot. And then you walk your pelvis and your hands back, so you're sitting on the feet in this way. It's a completely different experience in your hip joints and your body. It's quite amazing how different it is. And so from here now, you're going to begin to place your left hand to the left side of you. Again, you should remember fingers are forward, which allows the left elbow to bend behind you. If you put your fingers backwards, you can't bend the elbow. And reach with your right arm up above to assist you. How does that right arm reaching above you assist you to come onto the left forearm? That's it. And for some of you, once you're weight-bearing all the way down on the left elbow and forearm, can you stay there for a minute and take your head back? Can you let your head fall back as if you were going to look towards the back of the room, the back of the mat? Excellent. And come back up. And let's all take a rest on our backs now. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And let's go back to one of the earliest postures, which is to pull both feet underneath each buttocks. Go back to the original curling the toes to stand on the metatarsals, right? Each heel under each buttocks, right under that buttocks. That's it. So you have to lift the pelvis. The pelvis is now sitting on the heels. Valentina, bring your heel right underneath your buttocks. Okay? Do one at a time. That's it. Good. Everybody got that? Okay, really pull one underneath. Let's start with the right one. Really make sure the right one is right underneath there that you can balance. That's it. Now, begin to drive both knees forward as if the knees were going to touch the floor in front of you. Take your head back. Press your head into the floor. Use your skull as a way to feel stable, secure. Arch the back. Good. Now, continue to keep the right foot heel under your right pelvis. Let the left foot relax or come to standing. So let the left one be in standing. There you go. Now bring the right one, that's it. So just the right heel. Really make sure your pelvis is on that right heel. Use both hands to hold on to the right ankle. It's so important that you're holding on to that ankle so that you don't twist your ankle. That's it. Now with the left foot, okay, listen to the instructions. You're going to turn the left foot over so that you bring the toes in towards your pelvis, and the toenails are down on the mat. And your left knee will swing out to the outside, to the left, right? So it's not the same position. No, no, keep the right foot there, Kristen. Now, that's it. Go back to the Japanese sitting with the left foot. So you keep the right foot doing what it's doing, and you got to hold on to the right ankle with both hands. Cannot let go. And your pelvis is going to tilt. No, don't hold on to the left foot. That's it. Just let the left foot do. That's it, Kristen. Beautiful. Find a way to let the left knee come down to the floor, and your pelvis will have to shift off the right heel. But see, when you're stable on the big toe and the second toe, you can do it. That's what's holding you up. That's it. Great. And see if you can eventually slide the left foot, which some of you have done. You've tucked the foot under, all the way up underneath the left pelvis. Left side of the pelvis, almost to the right side of the pelvis. Those toes can be underneath so that you actually have them under the buttocks. Great job. Great. Okay, bring the left foot out and bring it to standing, and everybody rest. You all are doing a very nice job today. Your ability to listen and explore and challenge yourself, yet take care of yourself, is wonderful. Okay, let's start by bending your knees. Bring your feet to standing. Keep the right foot flat. Get a hold of the left foot. Bring the left foot, the left heel under the left side of the pelvis so the toes are flattened out, right? Those metatarsals are pushing into the floor. Your pelvis is lifted in the air and the left side of the sit bones on the left heel. You need to hold on to the left ankle for sure with your left hand, if not both hands. And now with your right foot, you're going to swing the right foot up towards the left, turning it over so that the toenails now are flat on the floor, and it means your right knee has to open way out to the right side. That's it. And for some of you, you're finding that you can actually slide the right foot all the way up underneath to the right buttocks, even maybe to the left. That's it. So you really want to work towards having the right knee now open to the side. Your pelvis will be pulled off to the side. You balance yourself now through the left foot, the left metatarsals. You have an arch in your back, but it's kind of twisted. It's a side arch. That's it. Excellent. Very, very nice. Okay, and slowly let it go and let yourself rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And now just keep the, let's say, keep the left foot standing. And with the right foot, reach down. And with the right foot, pull the right foot or help the right foot come underneath the right side of your pelvis, but by turning the foot under. So the toenails are flat. And your big toe should come up near where your anus is, okay? The big toe should be, curl it this way, just like that. There you go. So it's kind of interesting because it's almost like your buttocks cheek is designed to sit right into the arch of your foot. So it means that your right knee is down to the floor and out to the side, forward and out to the side. That's it. Good. That's it. Good. Good. Okay, and then bring the right foot up to standing, and let's try the same thing with the left. So what you do is you roll the toenails over. That's it. And you bring now, it's the arch of the foot. That means the whole inside, the bottom part of your foot, underneath your buttocks. So you really have to open up in the hip flexors, the hip joint. Your left knee is opened up out to the side. Good. Okay, now bring that out. Roll to your side and come up onto your knees and hands. Again, have your knees spread further apart than your hip joints. And you're on your hands. Pelvis is in the air. Toenails down. Knees spread further than your hips. There you go. Swing in the right foot and then place the left foot inside the right. You should all understand that by now. The Japanese sitting. Lower yourself back to sitting onto your feet. Good. Good. And now place your right hand to the right side of you. Start to lean on the hand, fingers forward. Reach the left arm up in the air so that you can start to lower yourself now onto the right forearm. That means you lower the right elbow down. And then can you bring your head back? Can you bring the left arm back and around you so that you lean on the left elbow too? But keep the head back. Yeah, don't lift the head forward. Trust that if the belly and pubic bone are far enough forward, pushed out, you can allow your head to stay back. That's it, Valentina. Now keep your head back. Don't lift it at any expense. Look at where your eyes are. Your eyes are looking there. That's going to tighten your neck. Take your eyes back. Look for your towel. Look for the towel. Stretch your eyes to look for the towel. Even though you can't, look for your towel. Where's your towel? It's behind you. Look. Imagine. You're going to look. You just imagine. Use your eyes. Now, don't look at me. Listen to me. Look at your towel. Look for the towel. Take the arm back. Take the arm back without, no. Take the arm back and over that way. You don't come around. That's it. But don't cheat with your eyes. You keep your eyes back here. Your eyes are your safety zone. Uh-uh. Don't. Bring your arm back. It can come back that way. And now put it down. That's it. Use your eyes. Good. Now you can come back up. Take your eyes back. See, your eyes are still forward. When you keep your eyes forward, as your head's coming back, you tighten all your neck muscles. So try it again. Lean on your right arm, right elbow. So you don't have to be in a hurry. But what you do is you pause and you do it the way, that's it. Now keep the eyes back even further. Look at, that's it. Imagine, there. That's okay. Okay, now switch to the other side. Bring your hands in front of you. Lean on your hands. Lift up your butt. Change over the crossing of your feet. So that means that the left foot is down on the ground first. And you put the right toenails in the left foot. You sit back. You lean on your left hand to the left side of you, the left elbow. You reach the right arm up to the ceiling and you take your arm and your head and your eyes back. You can't take your head back and have your eyes forward and continue to go back. It tightens the muscles in your neck. That's it. There. Good. That's it. Okay. Let's take a break. Let's rest on your back. Okay, let's try this. Let's see if we can you bend your knees, bring your feet to standing? And can you kind of roll to your side and bring yourself to lean on your forearms? kind of lean over to one side, roll to one side, and kind of come up onto your forearms. Yeah, forearms. There. Good. So lean on your forearms, feet standing. Okay, good. So let's do this. The first thing is, let's practice this idea of slowly taking your head back. But think of your head going back because your eyes lead your head back. That's nice. And imagine that you could see your elbows. That's it. And the more that you allow the pubic bone, the belly, to push out and forward and sit on your tailbone, it will help bring the head back up. So don't hang back there too long. And try it again. But as you go back now, let your eyes lead. And as your eyes go that way, let your pubic bone go the other way. That's it. Good. Good. Okay. Now, the next time that you go back like that, find a comfortable place where you can hang back there. Okay, good. That's it, Kristen. And now, can you, with your right foot, just pivot your right foot to come underneath to the left cheek. That's it. So the toenails are flat and let that right leg open up. That's it. Good. And bring it back up to standing and try with the left leg. So what? Yeah. So come up and we'll take that part out. Come back up onto your forearms. So try the right, bring the right up to standing and try the left. If there's those of you at home that it feels too much on your neck, just let your neck be forward and your chest. So everybody try that. So you don't need to take your neck and head back now. Look on the horizon and curl one foot under and really let it come all the way up underneath the buttocks. That's it. And then bring it back up to standing and bring the other foot. Good. Now how can you do both feet? Mm-hmm. So try both feet. There's one and there's two. But not the Japanese. That means one sits inside of the other. There. Good. Okay, good enough. Okay, everybody rest on your back. We'll try one more thing and continue next week. Okay, so just one last movement. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and let's go back to the earliest thing that we started off with, which is to bring both heels underneath the pelvis. Your toes are bent so that you're on the metatarsals, that runner's position. You reach down with your hands to pull the heels underneath each cheek, each buttocks cheek. That's it. Okay? It should feel much easier. One of the most unique things that we always do in this method is we worked with the feet today, bending it in the opposite direction, and you notice how that makes things easier. So not necessarily always grinding it out in the same direction makes things easier. You see, you do other directions, and then that's what makes the whole thing easier. More available. Okay, so now can you drive your knees forward, let your entire back lift, press the back of your head into the floor, and some of you may even be able to touch your knees now. And then the next level is, if your knees can touch, can you bring yourself all the way up to sitting? That means on your knees. That means you let your whole trunk and head come up from that position, but not by lifting your head. Your head's going to be the last. Your knees drive forward enough to let the back lift and the chest lift, and then your head comes up. There you go. That's it. Just let it continue to go. Because when you lift your head, this collapses. So it's like this. No. What are you doing with your head? You don't need to do that. That's what you want to do. So you use your back, not your head and neck. Drop your head back. Okay, so from here, just continue. That's it. Continue from here. The very last thing is your head. The very last thing. Now to go back is your head first. Why? That's it. Arch, 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 arch. There you go. See? There. So now you know what you can play with during the week. Okay, everybody needs a rest. Let's rest. So again, I would encourage you throughout the week, this week, is to work with both of these configurations with your feet. The Japanese sitting, it's a great way to be on the floor and sort mail. You can then just come up onto your knees and change over the feet. And then go back to this other position of pulling the feet and heels underneath your buttocks and driving the hips forward, the knees forward. So just take a moment to rest and observe your contact with the floor now. And then go ahead and roll to one of your sides. Bring yourself up to standing. And as we did last week, is once you've stood for a moment, is to start walking around the room and just observing not only how you move through your feet, but the freedom in the hip joints now. The freedom in your belly. Most of us are so collapsed in our abdominal area. The head is forward, and so you're lengthening out the rib cage, the psoas. Your rib cage is being carried higher. Your legs move much easier. And feel it's the swinging of the leg forward and back underneath you. Noticing how that is feeling for you now. Quite critical for walking. Okay, so everybody have a great week, and we will see you next week.